From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry unveiled broad guidelines Wednesday for an eventual peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians, warning a two-state solution to the conflict is in serious jeopardy. Kerry defended the U.S. decision last week to abstain from the United Nations Security Council resolution that condemned Israeli settlements in areas claimed by the Palestinians.
I am compelled to respond today that the United States did, in fact, vote in accordance with our values, just as previous U.S. administrations have done at the Security Council before us.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday called Kerry's speech a deep disappointment, commenting during a late-night news conference. Mr. Netanyahu said the speech was, in his words, unbalanced as the UN resolution itself. He vowed to work with the incoming Trump administration to improve relations in the wake of the fallout over the UN resolution. Meanwhile, the Palestinian president says he is ready to resume peace talks if Israel freezes settlement construction. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says Russia did interfere in the recent U.S. presidential election and can expect hard-hitting sanctions. Graham said Wednesday the Congress will investigate Russia's involvement in the November 8th election.
It is now time for Russia to understand enough is enough.
The senator says he expects tough new sanctions against Russia to get bipartisan support. He said sanctions could target President Vladimir Putin personally. Russia has denied allegations that President Putin was personally involved in the hacking. And former Argentine President Cristina Fernandez has been indicted on charges of directing a corrupt enterprise while attempting to hide millions of dollars in convent. This is VOA.